I'm Gerry Robinson on behalf of the Friends of Gibraltar Oral History Project, and with me at the moment is Jennifer Scheer. We're in Gibraltar. It's the 13th of June, and Jennifer's kindly agreed to be interviewed about her father, David Scheer. Hello, Jennifer, and can I start by asking you to give a bit of background, firstly, about yourself and also your parents, both David and Molly Scheer?
Thank you, Gerry. Yes, I was born in 1947 in Croydon. My sister Susan was born in 1950 in Gibraltar. My parents were David Scheer and Molly Spencer. David was born in 1915 in Walthamstow. Mommy was born in 1916 in Jerez de la Frontera in Spain. I'll say more about her later, I expect. Daddy's father was very interesting. He was a Russian Jewish emigre from Odessa, an active socialist, possibly even proto-communist, but anyway, definitely a refugee from Odessa. And his second marriage to Mabel Westbrook, my grandmother, they had two children, David and Beatrice. David had a very mixed sort of schooling in his youth, but one thing that he did do was join a scout group in a congregational church in Walthamstow, and scouting was very influential, I think, on his later career. He went to the Sir George Monarch's Grammar School in Walthamstow. He must have been spotted by somebody because he had, I think, some sort of award to pay his way at the grammar school. And he ended up studying languages and English and getting further awards to go to Queen Mary College, part of the University of London, where he did an English degree, but he also studied French and Spanish. And again, Spanish language was something that was influential, I think, in his later career, or the beginning of his later career. So he was intending to train as a teacher. Well, he did train as a teacher. He went to the London University Institute of Education, and in 1938 or so, he took a job in a school in Runcorn. While he was at university and at the Institute, he did a lot of editing of university journals. He was the president of the Dramatic Society. He also did some work with Spanish refugees, the Basque children who came over to London during the Civil War. But he was always very involved with the Scouts, even while at university. So then when war broke out, he enlisted with the Royal Engineers. I don't know why particularly, that's how it came about. And I don't remember the date exactly, but by 1940, by the spring of 1940, or the summer of 1940, he was transferred to the Intelligence Corps in Winchester, and it wasn't long before he was sent out to Gibraltar. I don't know why he was sent to Gibraltar, particularly whether they noted that he knew some Spanish then or not, or whether it was just the chance of war, I don't know. And I don't know who spotted him and got him into the Intelligence Corps either. But anyway, he used to tell us that he was the longest serving officer on the Rock during the war, because he arrived in 1940 and he didn't leave till the autumn of 1945. Whether that's really the longest serving, I don't know, but it's a good length of time. And so he began his career in Gibraltar, never having really been very far abroad before. I think he'd been on some cycling holidays to Belgium, with the scouts or with friends from university, but he hadn't been abroad very much before, as people didn't in those days. And he was, to begin with, he was part of the 24th Field Security Section here. And we have a few photos from that time. And I know that two of his great friends from that time were called Marquis and Pethybridge. I don't know what their first names were. But he was in touch with Peth for a long time afterwards, but I don't know what happened to him. And they did a lot of patrolling on the frontier, I think, to begin with. They were checking people coming in, going out from Spain, thousands of dockyard workers and others coming in and out every day. And I know from later, from a history that he wrote at the end of the war, which has been deposited in the National Archives, I know that they used to interview people who were not just workers coming in and out of Gibraltar, but also people who'd escaped from France, or people who'd come down in France, you know, from the services or whatever, and made their way through Spain.
So this was clearly the war years.
Sorry, yes, 1940 onwards. Yes, 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 yes. That was the beginning of the time he was in, in the field security section. I see that that's what he was doing. And also, I think they used to patrol the rock, well, perhaps not as formally as patrolling. They used to sit in a bar and listen to what was being talked about, spot which cars were going to and fro, things like that, suspicious movements. And
also making sure that servicemen, if they've had too much to drink, aren't talking too many secrets.
Too loosely, yes, that's true, yes. So that was the early part of his work on the rock. And I think it was about 1942 that he was transferred to the Defence Security Office here, the A section of that, Defence Intelligence Section or something, I think it was called. And the boss of the Defence Security Office at the time was Tito Medlem. And I have, from my father's records, I have a photo of Tito's wedding. Well, not wedding, the reception photo afterwards, with my father saying he looks a bit tipsy, having drunk too much at this wedding.
And this is, just to make clear, the Defence Security Office was a section from MI5.
Room 055 of the War Office,
which was involved in this, you know, overall security of Gibraltar.
Yes, yes. So he would certainly never have talked about his work at the time or afterwards. He never did talk about his work. But 50 years on, his history that he'd been asked to write at the end of the war, history of what happened in the office during the war, which I believe happened in all the DSOs wartime, everybody had to write history. His history was released to the National Archives, and my sister and I were asked if we'd like to go and see it before it was released. In fact, my mother had been asked, would she like to go and see it the year before? She was already not very well, my father having died in 1981. This is 2002-03 we're talking about. When my mother was asked would she like to go and see it, she didn't express much interest at all. And of course, after her death and after Sue and I saw it, we realised it was probably because she had typed it. I'll come back to her story in a minute. So what I know about his work here in Gibraltar during the war is from this history that he wrote, and I understand that it's unusual because it's not as formally official as most histories of wartime DSOs were. So it made for good reading, and it's illustrated with some photographs which we have in our family album of colleagues of his that were friends. Billy Bullman, Luis Bush, who were Spanish-speaking colleagues of his in the office. I mentioned Tito Medlem, at some point, maybe 43, I suppose it may have been, Philip Kirby Green, who was known as KG, came to take over as Defence Security Officer. And he also became a good friend. And jumping ahead, at the end of the war, when my parents were married in the Anglican Cathedral here in Gibb, KG acted as the person who gave away my mother, because her father had died the year before.